With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As oil prices climb, so do prices at the gas pump. The price of Brent crude briefly topped $126 a barrel earlier today before falling back.
The jump in price comes as stalled U.S.-Iran talks raise doubts over the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and a permanent end to the war between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. Before the war began in late February, Brent crude was trading at around $70 per barrel. There's no clear path to ending the war, which is in its ninth week. Reports Thursday suggesting a possible escalation by President Trump extinguished hopes for a quick end to the conflict. The U.S. has continued its blockade of Iranian ports, while the Strait of Hormuz is closed, pushing oil prices higher. I'm Karen Shamas.
And AAA's national average for regular gas, $4.30 per gallon, up 7 cents from yesterday, 27 cents higher than a week ago. Iran's supreme leader says the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. President Trump insisted Iran abandoned its quest for nuclear weapons, saying the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports will stay in place until it does. House lawmakers approve a three-year extension of a controversial U.S. surveillance program, but that's not the final say in the program's fate.
After weeks of infighting in Congress, a large group of Democrats joined most Republicans to pass the bill. The measure adds new oversight, but stops short of requiring a warrant to access Americans' communications. Leaders argue the program is vital to national security, while opponents say it still allows warrantless surveillance. Even with the bill's passage, next steps in the Senate remain uncertain. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Dow futures up more than 350 points. This is SRN News. It's a new study of who supports abortion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 63% of American women think the procedure should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 59% of men. Democrats are a lot more likely than Republicans to support abortion, as you might imagine, but the PRRI study also finds that older folks are stronger supporters of abortion than the young. 60% of those 65 and up want the procedure to stay legal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Rebuilding efforts underway at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. The building was gutted by an arson fire earlier this year. Madison County man awaits trial in what prosecutors say was an anti-Semitic attack. Pleaded not guilty to three federal charges of arson, damage to religious property, and using fire to commit a felony. In concert with the local architect, congregation leaders hope reconstruction will start by late summer. This is SRN News. Key figure leaving the board of LIV Golf as Saudi funding of the hard-charging league dries up.
Sports Business Journal has reported that Mr. Al-Rumayyan is resigning as chairman of LIV Golf. Al-Rumayyan is the governor of the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia and the man behind the creation of LIV Golf. Even with Greg Norman as the first CEO, it was Al-Rumayyan who was the face of the league. He was also the one who signed a framework agreement with the PGA Tour that ultimately only ended lawsuits. His resignation comes at a time when LIV Golf plans to announce its strategy going forward without Saudi funding. I'm Geffen Coolball.
One of the worst hailstorms to hit Missouri killed an emu at the Springfield Zoo this week. Also injured drivers, knocked out power to thousands, damaged hundreds of vehicles, even some aircraft. More details, SRNNews.com.